Welcome to the Small Business Spoonfuls podcast, a laid-back discussion of the serious HR topics and trends of today. Brought to you by HelpDeskSuites.com, hosted by Lisa Smith and Mason Merrill.
Welcome to another edition of Small Business Spoonfuls. I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
And today we are so excited to, number one, be recording in video for the first time. So give a shout out for that.
Yeah.
You can finally see that we don't actually look like our logo.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing, but people are going to get it anyway. So.
I know, right? One way or the other, we're doing this thing, right? So the other reason we're super excited today is because we are interviewing a small business owner who lives in Austin, Texas. His name is Weston Toth, and he is the owner of, well, I'm just going to let him tell you about it, but he does a pool and spa maintenance type business, which is an essential business in the time of COVID. And a lot of you out there in listening land and now watching land are in the same position as Weston. You know, you've got a small business, you've got employees, you're essential, and you're battling a lot of stuff that COVID throws at you. So, like, we're so excited to have Weston with us today. Thank you, Weston, for being here.
Happy to be here.
Okay, so we just start off the bat, like fill in the gaps I've missed and tell us a little bit about your business and what all you do.
Yeah, so my name is Weston. I started Aquatech Pool Service about 4 years ago in the Austin, greater Austin area. And what we do is basically from the time a pool is built and even right before inspection, we do the startup, cleaning, maintenance, and then all the repairs, including plumbing, electrical work. And then if we don't do something personally, we work with just a kind of a team of contractors that can help you with anything, you know, the decking, the equipment, all of that we take care of.
Wow. So you do a lot. You're very busy. So, you know, you said something right off the bat that makes me like have 100 questions in my mind for you, but let's just start with the basics. Like, how has this COVID-19 thing changed the way you operate?
So, probably the biggest thing is we've elected to follow all the CDC guidelines from day one. Even though it wasn't mandated in Austin to really do that yet, or it wasn't principled, is we decided to make sure that we follow those guidelines. And then also, since we are essential and we did work throughout the entire pandemic, having the appropriate PPE for all of our employees and made sure they follow that as well. And then probably the biggest thing that just changed from operations is normally we would go into like stores for parts and inventory. And now I've tried to switch 90% of all of that to either getting a delivery to our shop. So there's only one person that obviously comes in and places the materials. And then if we need something, to just be very, very planning more than anything else ahead to make sure I can get the most inventory if I do have to go into a store, to be able to get all the essential things so that there's just least contact as much as possible. And then also we've actually turned down some work too to make sure that my team stays safe. So safety is just the most important thing while delivering the best thing that we can for our customers.
Wow. So, you know, that must be kind of a hard decision to make sometime when you talk about turning down work. Like, has that been a struggle to have to make that call?
Yeah, it is, because obviously this is our livelihood. And as a business owner, I want my business to continually grow every year. But one thing I have done is for a lot of job sites, there has been multiple crews that would normally be on there at the same time. What I did is just told the contractor is, hey, if you want us to be there, or me or another technician, we just need to make sure that we have this window available to do our work and no one else is going to be on site. And 99.9% of contractors and the people that I work with in the custom home building space, they've been fine about it. They respect that decision. And they've actually just said that they've kind of learned to do that more, because it's just better planning, which all it takes, and it leads to a better product in the end, really, instead of the trades just being on top of each other and people being kind of upset.
Yeah, that's a really good point and things like that. So what type of safety measures have you taken just as far as your employees go being on job, because, you know, obviously doing pools, you're in a lot of different places at once. So what kind of safety measures do you have you taken as the business owner to make sure your employees are doing the right thing?
Yeah. So thankfully enough, my employees are really good about following protocol. But number one is just wearing a mask whenever they're either safe distance can't be maintained, or just even when it, because we mainly work outside. So and it's easy to be able to even if we see a client or a customer or another contractor to stay at least 6 feet apart. But having that mask and just and offering it, even if the other person doesn't have the mask on, the client, or if they're staying far away, just go, hey, would it make you feel comfortable if I put this on? And then a lot of times when I've told the guys to keep it obviously on your persons, even though they work alone, so they don't need it on all the time, to keep it on their persons, and then to make sure if they feel any uncomfortable, if there's more people around, they can't do that. They need to just put it on and be safer than sorry. And it's not the easiest thing for them sometimes, or myself, because it's hot outside. It's 100 degrees in Austin, but to me, I'd rather, you know, them take more breaks or be able to, you know, us take a little bit more time on a job and, but still be able to maintain their safety standards. And then of course, hand sanitizing, more so than anything else is just planning our jobs. And if we do have it, to have the appropriate PPE when we have to be around people, and we don't, make just trying to plan for that.
Yeah. You know, one thing that we get a lot of questions on is from people who are in similar type businesses, is that they're working with, like you said, different contractors and different tradespeople coming through. So you do have to coordinate and you have to be aware of things. Do you have like one person normally that sort of oversees, like if there's been an exposure, or is it sort of all the company heads working together to coordinate if there would be an issue like that?
Yeah, thankfully enough, we haven't run into an instance, at least the people that I work with, the trades and the contractors, they are pretty, I think they care. So if there was some sort of instance where one of the people that was on a job site had COVID, you know, the right thing to do would be tell all the other trades so they're aware of it and we can monitor symptoms. So I work with some really good people, but we haven't had any instances like that yet. It's kind of like an honor-based system that someone would have to honorably say that they had someone on their crew that was contracted. So I think, yeah, just working with good people really helps.
Yeah. Have you had any feedback from homeowners or anyone that's been nervous about who you're bringing, or, you know, have you had to face anything like that?
Yes. So definitely, especially when the pandemic first hit, I got multiple emails saying, hey, if you could please just send the same technician every week, we're comfortable with him. That's completely fine. And if we did have an additional job, just basically people that they're comfortable with. And that's taken a little bit of, extra due diligence on our part. But in general, I have a smaller team here. So most of my customers are familiar with almost everyone. And it's just essential that I, before even COVID, that the same technician would pretty much work on the same property. So they're familiar, the client's familiar with them. And because of that, it hasn't really been a problem. But definitely at first, there was some worry about who's going to, you know, they don't want anyone random at all.
Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to ask you just a question as far as dealing with your employees themselves. You know, we talk a lot about communicating with our employees on this podcast. Being an essential small business and having guys that are running different directions, how is it, what have you found the best way to communicate with them, and what have you said to them regarding all this kind of stuff that's going on and handling, you know, with, you know, obviously we're communicating now more than ever through digital devices and things like that. So do you have any insight on that?
Sure. So the way that I've structured my business is, right now, I'm managing my team directly, and if I can't be reached immediately, then basically the person right underneath me can make the call and make the decision. So there's always, while the guys are working, the technicians are in the field, there's an open line of communication constantly. Yeah. And then not only that, is we normally have a meeting, or I go around to each individual technician, just not as a group, and meet with them. We discuss concerns about each job individually or client. and then upcoming jobs. The communication is and customer service and safety really is the biggest concern from my team. So we talk every week.
Yeah, so that's good. It seems like you've kind of put like a chain of command
yeah.
in place there too with your team there, and that's a really commendable quality to have going forward and managing a business like you have right now. Do you have any kind of specific advice you would give other small businesses kind of in your position, in general with dealing maybe with difficult customers or difficult situations, being in different things?
Yeah, I think the best thing, maybe advice just now and just in general, is just superior customer service. You want to make sure that, you know, all of your customers feel comfortable, that you're delivering a really good service. Even though it may put you out a little bit, it always comes back around. I felt like in the service industry, at least, is you can extend yourself a little bit. And then that one extension and the people really appreciate it. And that one job will turn into 10. And they're always, I've barely had any turnover in my business. There's a lot of turnover, where companies gain and lose customers constantly. But for me, I have about 90% retention rate, which is really high for the service industries. And that's because customer service just comes first. And that's what I would give advice to people, is going that little extra mile really pays back in the long run.
Yeah, that's such a great point, because, you know, we talk about communicating with our team, but also when you think about these customers you're seeing on a daily, weekly basis, communicating with them can even sometimes be way more important than communicating with the people that you work for. So that's really good. You know, I know down there, Austin's kind of been a roller coaster with the news and things like that. How have you been affected? Anything that's kind of hindered your operations in any way, or just maybe even some help you've gotten through government systems or anything like that?
Yeah, so a couple things. First things first would be the crime in Austin is very, very high right now. It's a lot higher. I mean, it's been growing, but especially even the pandemic, crime is high. So we've actually had to deal with that just a little bit just by taking some precautions, because we have had equipment stolen out of our trucks. And then also people, our clients are more nervous about, you know, who's on their property. So having marked vehicles, having the normally about the same technician come on their property, and then having a uniform that makes us look professional and everyone knows who we are, even though they may even see a different technician. And then again, communication. If we're going to be on your property on a non-scheduled time, they'll get an email beforehand. And it's just the little things like that that makes people feel comfortable and that I think really sets us apart, because everyone is very appreciative, just knowing, you know, it's not the biggest deal if someone comes and is, you know, at their equipment for a couple minutes or an hour on a day not scheduled. But it makes a big difference when you just give them a quick, you know, email or a text, just letting them know.
Yeah, that's a great point. Appreciate you bringing that out, you know, setting yourself apart from the competition and things like that's very important.
Yeah. Now, did I hear in a pre-interview process that you did actually apply for and get the PPP?
Yes. So we did apply for and receive the payroll protection. So I was able to do that. And if you are a small business and you have your books in order and you've had payroll for, I believe it's 1 year, and you could speak on that. Yeah. It's about 1 year, and I had all that, and I recommend anyone who is running a small business to get a payroll service and be completely good with your books, because that process for me was extremely easy. I applied, and then pretty much I think 7, maybe 10 days later, the money is in my bank account, and I can ensure to pay my guys their salary, even though our business may dip, their same salary, and then being able to even, you know, potentially give them a bonus too.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. We also applied for PPP. You know, it's funny how, you know, you're essential. We're kind of essential being in HR and everything that we're doing these days. So I think we're essential. But, you know, even as essential and as hard as we've been working, you know, we've still, I think maybe the common thread is no matter how busy you are, you've seen a decline in business, you know, and so the lower the decline, the better. But the PPP has just been able to sweep in and give us all some good assistance. So I'm really glad that you qualified for that and you were able to do that. And I think that your point about making sure your books are in order is just amazing. And do you use like an online payroll company, or is that something you do yourself or somebody local to Austin? Or
yeah, I use a company called, I think I can hopefully just say this, it's Gusto. And that's the company that was recommended to me by my CPA. And he's on the same account. So he basically kind of set it up so he can monitor it. And then what Gusto does is I run payroll every 2 weeks, and it pretty much just does the rest. And then my CPA can be able to take all the tax documents that need to be filed, he needs to file, or Gusto files them a lot of times for me. So it's very, very simplistic. I know people used to always, you know, want to pay people as subcontractors because payroll was so messy and the taxes were high, but now it's so simplistic. I completely recommend someone getting on a payroll service that, you know, I think the pay structure is you pay a certain membership fee and then per employee you pay a little bit extra. So, but again, going back to the PPP enrollment, it was so easy because I had that already done and I just had to show some payroll forms and those were already in my archive on, you know, the Gusto website. It was really, really simple.
Yeah, no, and same here. I mean, we use a different company. We use Sure Payroll, which is a division of Paychex, but it's the same process. And so it was really great just being able to go in and push a button and get all the info you needed. We got ours. We applied on a Monday and got our funding on Friday. So like it was super duper easy, but you know, so many people struggle with that. So it's good to hear that, you know, it's not just the big, you know, businesses with billions of dollars that get the money. Like it's all sizes of companies. And so that's good. Definitely good. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very commendable that you've got everything in the right place. You know, some people running smaller businesses don't think that's as important, but look at this situation that's come upon us now and how much it benefited you. It's benefited us, you know, so definitely having those ducks in a row and your books in a row too, really keeps everything straight. And that's, you know, really commendable there. So,
yeah, no, there are 100 different things we could talk about, but, you know, before we kind of get ready to wrap up, I wanted to ask you, I know you've talked a lot about different challenges and things, but like, is there one thing that just stands out that has been your biggest hurdle, or have you pretty much found that you've navigated it all, you know, whatever comes at you, you've been able just to like bounce through it?
Yeah. You know, I think overall we've had a pretty successful year at Aquatech despite the pandemic, and there's definitely been challenges like we talked about. But you know, probably one of the hardest things, at least for us right now, is taking on new employees, because in my business plan, which I think everyone, just like, you know, Mason was saying, should have a business plan and have their ducks in a row, is I, you know, plan to take on a certain number of employees, because if a business isn't necessarily growing, it's failing. And this year we kind of did almost like a standstill where it was hard for me to take on and train employees and also maintain both of our safeties, because, you know, our work is very hands-on, and for me to train someone technically, they need to get their hands on it, and I need to be there to kind of navigate them through that process. And I wasn't able to necessarily do that. And also because of, you know, there's a decline in businesses overall and our profits this year, normally I take that extra profit and I invest it back into my business with, you know, a new truck and tools, and then also the training process and getting, you know, my employees certified. That takes extra money. So this year was a little bit of a, you know, we did fine. We had a great year, or we're having a great year at least, but it wasn't necessarily the growth year that I'd like to see. And it's because of the things I named. So that's probably been the biggest hurdle, is I want, you know, a good business should be even a steady growth rate every year. And I think we kind of just stood still this year.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, there are some businesses that have just gone through the roof this year, maybe manufacturing or, you know, some places like that. But for a lot of us, we, you know, we had the projections. I mean, you can talk to any business. 2020 was projected to be the banner year, you know, and yeah, we were going to double last year. And the COVID thing, even though we've been busy, we have seen a slowdown. And so that's been a hindrance. But the good news is that we've all stayed together. We've all stayed mm-hmm. in business and, you know, been able to do it. And thanks to the things like the PPP, you know, for instance, that has been a big help, you know, as well, kind of seeing us through those initial rough months. And so, yeah, so good. I'm glad that that's worked out for you, too. So, Mason, did you have any other questions for Weston?
No, I think that's it. That about wraps us. But if someone needs a top-notch pool spa maintenance service in Austin, how can they reach you?
Yep. So my email is Weston, Weston, at aqua, techtx.com. Or you can just reach me there or number 512-766-5158. Give me a call. That's my personal cell phone number, and we'll get you set up for the best pool service of your life.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you being on the show this week, and man, keep slugging it away. Yeah. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
That's all we can do.
Yeah. And I know that you said that you're not weird, but keep it weird anyway down there in Austin for us all. So.
We're all a little bit weird.
You're a little bit weird. Okay. Well, so good. So, and say hi to your lovely wife for us too. So, yeah. Thanks. So, okay. Well, until next time, guys, I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
And I'm Weston Toe.
The audit's secure.
If you would like to learn more about us, head over to helpdesksuites.com. There, we have the essential training and support you need to keep up with ongoing legal changes, as well as maintain a solid HR and employment law compliance. Help Desk Suite Deluxe is your help desk for HR. Inside, you'll have access to all the apps you need, such as our job description writer, employee handbook creator, special calculators, support, and a community of the smartest HR pros around. Whether you're a seasoned HR pro or a great office manager that got voluntold into an HR position, we can help you do HR like a boss with Boss Calls. Boss Calls is a twice monthly Q&A conversation hosted by Lisa Smith and her guests, along with other experienced HR professionals from all across the country.